Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Curvy Chicks Rock with Whitney Henry and Bianca Belabri, where we enjoy living on the plus side of life every Friday at 9 p.m. live on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network.
Been a skinny girl, I got curves you can see clear across the world. But I'm a real strong sister with a big old dream. You should never judge a book by its cover, you see.
That's all the
brains
of my identity.
There ain't a damn thing false when it comes to me. Took a long time, now I'm feeling fancy free. Listen, let me tell you how I came to be. Guess what?
Hey, girl.
Did you know that you're fine? Thought that I could never be like the girls on the screen. Straight hair, long legs, I felt so ashamed. Knew my hips would never match what the TV portrayed.
Flashback to when I was about 14.
I had fake long nails and a big old weave. I tried every diet trying to be size 10. Used to get so dizzy that my hands would spin. Cut off my hair, trimmed down my nails real low, hoping that my beauty would show. But today I can say that it feels so good to be me. I can say my curves are beautiful, they make me shine, they make me fine, and now I know that I'm just right.
Introductory song. Welcome to Curvy Chicks Rock once again. Hi,
welcome
Bianca.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Whitney. Welcome back, everybody, to Curvy Chicks Rock Radio. We are back on the air this week. I'm so excited. How are you, Whitney?
I am doing well. I'm excited about so many different things. First of all, everybody, please go check out Bianca's blog, A Girl with Style. She has several pieces that came out, and it was amazing.
So, yes, definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely had a couple blogs that came out this week, but I definitely have more coming out Friday and the upcoming week about a couple things that me and Whitney are working on that we will be discussing with you later on in the show. So definitely stay tuned for the special announcement on things that we're working on. It's really dope. It's really cool. It's a really good opportunity for our listeners. So definitely stay tuned to the show. But we want to go ahead and get started and talk about what's going on this week. We have to talk about the current events that are happening. So I've seen in the news a couple things that kind of disheartened me, like made me kind of sad. And I know that we're talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter and, you know, things like this, and the presidential race that is going on currently is kind of like, you know, everybody's hitting under the table and stuff. But what really took me aback is that these children or these African Americans that have been basically, I don't want to say attacked, but they were physically touched, you know, physically encountered with others at the Trump rally. And it just kind of like takes me aback, you know, because it's just so much hatred in people. And I just can't, you know, what do you think about it, Whitney? I just can't.
Well, yeah, I feel the same way. I definitely feel like watching this young lady get thrown out of a Trump event by some, by these men, these disgusting people, because they're just racist in all aspects of life. Watching that, it just feels like we're going backwards. You know, and my thing is, we're all human beings. Like, that was the worst feeling ever to watch somebody physically get shoved. Like, that was in battery in so many different forms. Like, I wonder if they actually went to jail.
Did you see? Okay, so those people, I know that the veteran, it was actually a veteran that pushed her. And he apologized publicly, but, I mean, what's an apology, really? But, you know, okay, you felt bad because you were, you know, virally probably attacked. But there was another guy, I think it was like a couple of days ago, in North Carolina. It was a guy, and he was like a protester at a Trump rally, and he was actually being escorted out by the sheriff. And on his way up the stairs, a man punched him in the face.
Oh, my God. I did not
see that. Did you
see that
video?
I didn't see that one.
Yes.
I did not see that one.
He literally came out and punched that man in the face. And then when he punched him in the face. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. When he punched him in the face, what happened?
I mean, when he punched him in the face, then the sheriff tackled the man, the African-American man that got hit. They tackled him because obviously he was about to turn up on old boy. So they tackled him to the ground and handcuffed him and escorted him out the building. Granted, the guy that did hit him did get arrested for assault and battery, but, I mean, these acts of violence are just, it's just excessive. It's unnecessary.
Right. It is. It is. Again, it's the sense of going, it feels like we're going backwards. However, my thing is, what meant to our young generation? That's what I want to know.
Exactly.
Yes, you're older, but there's so many eyes on you. The Instagram and Facebook, social media is so broad. You can find the news anywhere. Like, what are you teaching our youth? You know,
exactly.
That's what's coming up next. And my thing, this hate that's going on, it's just spiraling out of control. You know, it would be bad. It would be a bad thing if a group of people, let me rephrase myself. We will be considered a bad group of people when we get organizations together like the Black Panther movement together to help our people, when we have these movements like Black Lives Matter, when clearly our lives do not matter to you, when that's what you display in the media with the way you're treating people. Like, this level of hate has gone to a whole different level, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It is
disgusting
pretty bad.
Disgusting behavior.
Yeah, and, it's just not cool, you know, and my thing is, We're talking about a presidential candidate who's kind of like okay with this kind of behavior. Like, he hasn't even addressed it happening at his rally. So my thing is, if he's elected, I'm putting into the air that he's not going to be elected. But
oh, me too.
What is the state of the people? You know what I mean? Like, if you just allow people to do these things and there's no repercussions, there's no reprimands, like, that is not the leader
we're
of the
living
free world.
In a
That's
time.
Not...
We're living in a time where people are literally doing what they want to do, and you have the people who are saying who are giving their opinions freely. So you have the when you're up there and you start publicly hating a group of people for serving a certain religion or bowing to whatever god they bow to or being a certain skin color or gender or what have you, when you're openly hating like that, Hitler was one of the greatest leaders of all to be able to move the way he moved with hating Jews. He's falling in that category. So my thing is, what he's doing is pulling out those groups of people who actually feel the way that he feels. You got everybody coming out now saying, yeah, I feel the same way. When before it was hidden, like your indiscretions were hidden because it was a bad thing. But now it's just okay to say how you feel or hate a group of people. We're going backwards. So every law that was set into place, or every amendment, every constitutional right that was set into place, is being reversed at this point, and people are okay with hating.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go ahead and make light of the situation. So I want to talk about, so I know it was a huge thing the other day on Instagram when Kim Kardashian posted a picture of her naked. Well, she wasn't naked. She was naked in the picture, but she, you know, her privates were covered. So what is your opinion on this picture? Like, what do you think about it?
What's the use of it? What statement are you giving? What's the use of you doing that?
Well, I think her whole purpose was just, like, body, you know, body love, like, self-love. Like, she just had a baby, so she's just like, you know, look at the snapback game, because she really just snapped back, you know. So I think that's what the purpose was of it. I mean, in my opinion, we've already seen her really naked. So this wasn't, I feel like this is not even that big of a deal, you know, because she was really covered technically. And I think that, like, if she's okay with her body and her husband's okay with her posting these pictures, then okay,
well,
whatever.
You know, truthfully, there is no hate involved in it. You definitely do what you want to do. But as a mother, and again, this is my own opinion, you know, not that I'm trying to get everybody to, you know, win everybody's views over, but I had three kids, and no way, shape, or form am I about to get on here and be like, hey, look at this. You know what I mean? But again, that's my opinion. That's just me being who I am, and that's her being who she is. So again, her body does look amazing. She is rocking her curves. But you still got to remember that you're representing more than just yourself. You're representing your children, too. So,
right.
I know.
Well, on that note, let's go ahead and go to a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about a little bit more current events. Stay tuned with us with Curvy Chicks Rock Radio, guys. love old school music.
Yes. Yes. Yes, baby face. Yes, come through.
But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in with us with Curvy Chicks Rock Radio. So let's go ahead and talk about a couple more things that happened this week. So, you know, there was Paris Fashion Week that happened, and everybody looked amazing. I don't know if you saw Kelly Rowland. She looked really cool. She looked really good in all her outfits, like, throughout the week. And Chanel actually endorsed Willow
yes,
Smith as their ambassador, which is kind of really cool.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Now, one thing I'm going to say about Will and Jada, they keep their kids working. Those are young entrepreneurs. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think it's really dope. Like, my children, you know, when I have them and when I have a man, they're going to be working too. Like, I'm going to have them in, like, the Gerber commercials and stuff.
Oh.
If they don't cry.
Listen, work them early, honey. Get them the sense of entrepreneurship, not relying on anybody. I love it. I love it, love it.
They're going to pay for their own college education.
Right. So, yeah, I'm loving Willow
really cool.
In this as an ambassador for Chanel.
Yeah, and it really, like, promotes, like, you know, black women are, like, the number one grossing entrepreneurs in the United States right now. Like, we're like, most black women are entrepreneurs at this time. So it's like, you know, that little black girl magic. So,
hey.
You know, get your grind on. Every, you know, you're an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. Willow's an entrepreneur. So I think it's the movement. It's the movement right now. We got to get this money. Ain't no competition. You know, everybody's, you know, promote each other, help each other. And that's what it's about.
Right. There's enough money for everybody. So,
yes,
listen, we're going to go on one more break. And when we come back, we're going to introduce our topic of the day. Our topic is about domestic violence awareness. Somewhat of a heavy topic. However, it's a very serious topic that needs to be heard across the world. When we come back, we're going to introduce two guests, one being my very favorite person. She's so sweet. I met her and fell in love with her cause, with her business, with her business sense, with her drive to just be. So when we come back, we'll introduce Elise Bethel of High Heeled Heart. So stay tuned. And we'll also introduce another young lady that I met today. She has an amazing story. She's resilient. And again, just the amount of courage it takes to be a woman in these situations, it's again, it's all around amazing to me. So we're going to meet Miss Taquita Wiggins when we come back again, when we come back into the studio. So we're going to pay some bills, and you guys hold tight. We'll be right back.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
You use Tide Pods?
Yeah.
But I thought you were the queen of the pre-treat soak, treat soak.
Those are fond memories, but those things are amazing. Once I saw what they did, I actually started to relax. Don't touch my things. Those little guys clean, brighten, and fight stains. So now I can focus on more pressing matters.
Like your container.
Isn't it beautiful?
Your sweet peppers aren't next to your hot peppers.
That's my Tide. What's yours?
A better network as explained by an abnormally large basketball hoop.
When a wireless network has bigger capacity, more data gets through more quickly. Score. Better matters. Verizon.
Welcome back to Curvy Chicks Rock Radio. And I'm so excited to talk to these really ambitious young ladies. This will be my first time encountering them. Well, welcome you guys to Curvy Chicks Rock.
Yes.
Hello.
Beth doing
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you ladies doing today?
Good.
I'm
How are
fine.
You?
How are you?
Great. Okay. I want to jump right into domestic abuse. Again, it's something that's very near and dear to my heart, being a survivor of it from the child standpoint. Elise, I want to start with you. Again, Elise Bethel has high-heeled heart, and I also want to thank her because she's the first sponsor for Curvy Chicks Rock fashion show that's coming up for Season
Yay.
Of Curve. So we definitely want to give her
That's
a round
awesome.
Of applause for that.
Yay! Woo!
I am so excited. So excited.
Miss Elise, can you tell us more about your company?
Can you hear me okay?
Hello? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, great.
Hello?
Great. Yes. Tell us more about...
Tell us about high-heeled heart.
So High Heel Hearts is an organization that is dedicated to helping families that have been affected by domestic violence. Recently, I want to say maybe about 3 months ago, we decided to really target our children and teens that have suffered domestic violence. So just trying to end this nasty abuse, and I just really feel like if we focus more on the children, just maybe we can go ahead and end this terrible act that is going on right now in our country today.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it's
awesome.
Horrible.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing. So how can people find you?
So they can find us on Instagram at highheelhearts.com. Excuse me, High Heel Hearts, and it's H-E-A-L-E-D. Our website is www.highheeledhearts.org.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
That's awesome.
Now, I love it. And again, coming from a child, coming from the child standpoint, watching domestic abuse go on back and forth, what you're doing is very, very, very important. Because I remember being a child growing up and looking for ways or people to go to as an outlet to speak about the things that I was seeing and the things that I was feeling. So, again, I want to commend you and thank you for even being an asset to the community in that way. Let me ask you something. Did you, because, again, I know that you have your story. Do you want to give a little bit about your story?
Sure. Just in a nutshell, saw my mom kind of go through some domestic violence disputes with her ex-husband, not my father, but her second husband, I'll say that. And, you know, I just remember judgment, thinking, like, I can't believe she would do that. Like, how would she, you know, like, what's going on? You know, she should be stronger than that. And my first husband, I fell right into the same trap. I mean, you know, the kicking of the stomach while I was pregnant, the waking up in the middle of the night, him dragging me through the house because he's upset. And the Lord spared my life and allowed me to get out of that situation. So I'm doing everything that I can to make sure that every young girl, every young guy, my children, I'm fighting to make sure that they know they do not have to become abusers and they do not have to become abusees just because of your circumstances or different things that you might have seen or witnessed or have had happen to you. So in a nutshell, that's pretty much where I am and what I'm doing.
I'm so glad
you know
that
you're
here to talk to us about it today. That's amazing that you know you made it through that.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
Nobody but God.
Yeah.
Right.
This was your purpose.
Yes.
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely my purpose. Definitely. I've tried many other things, but I've just come to the realization that my pain definitely was turned into my purpose, and God just allowed me to go through that to show me exactly what I was put on this earth to do. So, and I'm happy doing it, you guys. I'm really
am. Right, and I'm happy that you look. I ran across you when I did a couple years ago because again, you are definitely inspirational. You're a definite inspirational person to be around and to learn from and to see grow. But I know that you are married for the second time.
I am.
How
I love my husband.
Yes.
Yay. Yay. That is awesome.
So how did you take those guards down and allow him to love you completely?
Girl, it was hard. You know, really, my husband is my best friend. He's actually sitting next to me and supporting me and rubbing on my back to make sure that, you know, I'm okay. But
hey, husband.
He was patient.
Hey, husband. Said,
hey, husband. He's waving. you know what? My husband was patient with me. When I was kind of like, nah, this is not going to be it. Like, I can't do it. You know, I was running. He was just patient with me. He knew that I was his rib, and so he was going to wait, and he did. And it wasn't easy because I did not want to be hurt again. And the most struggle and obstacle we had was just to make sure that my children weren't hurt. You know, I kind of was just, like, went into this mode where I was like, being that I had somewhat of a situation with my mom not believing me when her husband did certain things to me, I was like, no, I'm not letting another man come in. I was just like, no, this is not what's going to happen. I'm mom. You don't tell my kids what to do. But God saw from my heart and showed me that, you know, hey, either you can have a good man and live happy for the rest of your life, or you can continue to be bitter and, you know, raise these children by yourself and then continue to keep that generational curse thing going on and sowing into their lives, not positive and showing them love and what a good role model of parents are, you know? And so just, you know, with the love of God and prayer and my husband just being there and showing me what a good man is supposed to be like, guys, you know, that really, really helped me. That really helped me, showing me true love and genuine love.
And I want to piggyback off of that because, again, growing up in an abusive situation, the same. My mother was abused. Every type of abuse you could possibly think of in our house, it happened. So growing up seeing the one person that's supposed to show you how to be loved, especially the young girls, they're supposed to show you how to be loved by a man. I didn't get that. So even at 16, I met my husband. It's been 14 years now. We've been married for 7, but he was patient. And God, that's what I want women to hear. I want women to hear that God will send somebody who is patient, who is willing to wait and be there for you at all costs. And like you said, that's your best friend. I feel the same way about my husband. That's my best friend. You know, and at all costs, I don't question whether or not he's here for me. You know, I know it was God. It had to be him. So I definitely want to say the very same thing, that you're not alone in that, and that anybody that's listening to this message, if you've been through something with one person, just because you went through it one time, it do not mean that God won't send that right person to be there for you.
Correct. And I'm going to add this, and do not give up when you or he mess up. I mean, everybody is entitled to a mistake, and I'm not saying that, you know, you guys need to endure abuse or anything that you won't put up with, but we've had some trials and tribulations. But at the end of the day, when I tell you that you have to be on one accord, and not just each other, but to be one accord with God and make sure that you are where you're supposed to be and this is the person that you're supposed to be with, not go chase. Because it says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So it's our place to just prepare ourselves and be ready for when our husband is there, was on his way.
That's amazing. Well, let me go ahead and prepare myself, okay?
Yeah, girl,
I'm
prepare yourself. Yeah. I remember seeing something about Steve Harvey saying, you can't, his mom told him, you can't get a new car if you keep the junk in the driveway. But you need to to prepare and get yourself in order. So when he is there, you're not dating somebody that's not supposed to be there, and he can't approach you because you got junk in the driveway. Okay, I'm done.
You know what, Lisa? I definitely want to thank you for that. And don't go nowhere. Listen, we're going to pay a few more bills, and we'll be back with Takeda Wiggins. We want to get into the refuge house. She was a woman who went through a domestic violence situation, but she also transitioned into a refuge home. And she's going to give us some key pointers, some realization, some stuff that people really don't understand. If you're going through a situation and you need to leave your home, there are places that you can go here in Tallahassee, Florida. There's places that you can reach out to. You know, so we'll be back with that shortly. Give us one moment. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
A better network as explained by an abnormally large basketball hoop. When a wireless network has bigger capacity, more data gets through more quickly. Score. Better matters. Verizon.
Hi, I'm Curtis Stone, and this is Bilo's Cooking with Curtis for under $10. This month, I've chosen tomatoes from Bilo's fantastic fresh produce. So come on, click here and let's eat well for less.
That was an awesome song to come back into. We've had so much inspiration on this line, and thank you so much, you guys, for even coming on the show with us and sharing your experience with us. I know that it takes a lot to talk about, you know, what you guys have been through, so we do thank you a lot. Curvy Chicks Rock Radio do appreciate the fact that you guys could share your story and, you know, hopefully help somebody out there and hopefully inspire somebody.
Right now we're going to go ahead and welcome Miss Takeda Wiggins into the studio. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. Now that you are on here, now that you are in the studio. Okay, let me ask you a few questions because, see, one thing I want people to get is information about where you can go if you're looking to get out of a bad situation. I know that you said earlier when we spoke that you went to the refuge house. How was your stay there? Like, was it scary transitioning? What services were provided to you?
At first, because I had my two kids and we had never been in a situation like that, it was kind of scary. However, the women, the case managers, and the individuals that worked there, they were really welcoming. Like, they made you almost feel at home. They wanted to make sure that you had everything you need. Like, if you came in and you didn't have clothes, they have a place in the refuge house where you can get you some clothes. They give you vouchers so you can go to different thrift shops and get clothes for you and the kids, if need be. You can get, I think they give you, like, start out, I think it's, like, 5 outfits a piece that you can get, plus shoes, and you can get purses, backpacks, and stuff like that if the kids need it. You can get, they give you resources such as monies that you can have access to through the Office of Attorney General. They help you fill out the paperwork, and they give you, I think it was like $1,500. That you end up getting, and it's to help you go into another place. It sort of kind of help you pay the deposit for your place and your first month rent. And they offer counseling. If you need counseling, they give you counseling to help you deal with the stuff that you were into before you came there. If it was drug addiction, prostitution, domestic violence, I'm talking about a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't know about. They help you find places to go because you have a time limit that you're supposed to be there. And I think it was like 45 days. That you get to be inside the refuge house. However, they offer transitional housing within the refuge house where you actually live outside. But it was like 3 different buildings. So one building is like where you live in community with everybody else, but another building is where you get to live in your own space. When I was in there, I had my own space because I had children. The only way I would have had a roommate is if the lady had children or if they ran out of room. But through God's grace, I was in there mainly by myself until it was time for me to get ready to leave. And then I finally got a roommate. And she stayed in there for about a week, so until I left. But
So how did you find out about the refuge house? Like how quick were you able to transition into the refuge house?
It happened, I was in the refuge house the day the house was kicked in by my ex-husband and his and some of his people. So the sheriff's department, they were the ones who told me about the refuge house. They was like, I don't believe it'll be safe if they kick the door in and they knew you were going to get a restraining order. You don't need to be here with those kids because the door won't lock. And she was like, well, you can go to the refuge house. And I was like, refuge house? And she was like, yes, that's a place where women and children go when they have nowhere else to go, so they're not on the street. And so as soon as she said that, she drove me straight to the place, and I had somewhere to stay.
That's great.
It wasn't that long. It happened like right. It was like in less than an hour because it took me that much time to get some stuff together, and make it there. But it was like really fast.
Let me ask you a question because I know a lot of women, and Elise, you can expound on this too. I know a lot of women that go back. How did you know that this was the time to walk away for you?
Me, it was the fact that both of my children seen it, and they were girls. And I was like, I did not want them to think for not even a second that they had to be treated like that. Because I was like, hey, there was no need for it to happen. We actually could have went peaceably to our own separate ways. And I was like, I have 2 girls. If they see me go back, this is what will happen to them. And I was like, no, this is not right. And my baby, she used to ask me, she was like, why did he do it? And she was like 6 at the time. She was like, Mama, why did he do you like that? I mean, he was kicking you, he was punching you, And she was, like, describing it because she was standing there. And I was like, baby, listen, it doesn't matter why he did it. It was not right. And I had to really explain this to her. And she did not want to let me go. It was like she constantly asked me this every day. So it was like it was stuck in my mind. Okay, if I go back, she's going to think this is okay. And I already told her that it wasn't, but it would make me look like a hypocrite. Like, oh, my mama is not even true to her own word. I can't trust her. And because she ended up urinating on herself when she seen this happen to me, that means she was traumatized by it also. So that means I would be putting her back in that same situation where she wouldn't feel safe. And I was like, I can't do it. And I have not went back. And I have been hesitant to, like, get into a relationship, but it's because I am still in the healing process, making sure that I am okay mentally, physically, and emotionally. Because you don't want to take that baggage into a new relationship. You just really don't. Because what you bring into the relationship, you're going to make it hard on somebody who's trying to love you the right way. And I'm not trying to do that to anybody, so I'm trying to make sure, one, I stay focused on God. Because that's how I made it through it. I had to, I did fast and I did pray and I had to stay in the word. Because if you don't, I'm telling you, your mind will be all over the place. And my mind was scattered after that happened to me. And that was the only way to gather myself. And then I also had strong family members and my pastor at the church that daily they would check on me and make sure that I was okay. And they would tell me, baby, you don't have to be there. And I was like, it's crowded everywhere else. This is something that I have to do so God can get me where I need to be. And at the end of the day, let me tell you, he did a work in me in those 50 days I was in that refuge house. He did a work in me. I started out with the coldest room in the building. And by the time I left, it was so hot in there without a heater. I said, now I know he did that. And then he let me know at the end of my transition. At the beginning, that's how you were. You were so cold that if anybody was to come to you, you would kill them. And then by the time I left, I was warm enough for me to help somebody else out. And I was like, now, God, now you did that. And it was just so awesome. I'm telling you, it was just the whole thing. I'm not bitter. I'm not mad because I faced it, because I'm a whole lot better off. I'm way better off.
And I hear it in your voice.
I'm not mad. I'm excited. That is like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it, but I know this, that when it's time, the walls that I had up, they're all going to fall because he's going to recognize me and I'm going to recognize him. And I was like, hey, that's how it needs to be. So I'll drop everything. I was like, because I didn't give up on love. I was just like, oh, okay, those were my choices. They were not God choices. They were my picks. Oh, I went and I found him, and I ran into that. And I was like, but this time, I'm going to wait for him to find me. I was like, so this is when she said it, when, oh, he who finds a wife, oh, yes, I'm going to be waiting for him to find me.
That's right.
Awesome. So I tell everybody, oh, I'm in the wait. I am in the wait.
Amen.
But that's really healthy. That's a really healthy thing that you said, that you're willing to wait, you know, to heal, that you know you're in your healing process and you're not ready to be involved with somebody else. So I commend you for that. Elise,
yes,
you
here.
Still here with us? Okay.
Yes, I am here.
How did you know to move from your situation?
The same. For me, it was my kids. And I'm going to say this because every woman, of course, we all have some similarities, but depending on how their strength, even prior to going through this, I think plays a lot. Because for me, even though I still had kids, at first I was like, no, I can make it work. I can change him. Because if I continue being good or if I continue being, like, nice, then he'll change. Yes. He'll love me. And all the while, this is why I say it's important that, you know, and I just stress this to everybody, that you have a relationship with God to where, you know, you just pray and you can hear him and you can recognize his voice. Because all of the times he was giving me signs that, no, baby, regardless of whatever you do, this joker is not going to change.
And right.
Until that last moment, I'm like, if I was to die and leave my girls or my sons, what are they going to think? Are they going to think that this is the behavior that they need to have? Because, you know, sometimes we think, oh, our children don't really see, not the younger ones. They don't really see or know what's going on. But they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know a lot more than what we think. You know what I mean? And so for me, having that wake-up call was like, I can't. I have to do everything that I possibly can. Because the night that I actually left, my abuser had a pillow over my face. And he was suffocating me. And I don't know, I tell people, I don't know if I blacked out or whatever, but it was like clear I could hear God's voice. Is this really what you want? Like, is this really what you want your last thing, you know, to be? Your children to be seeing you, you know, this is, you know, with your dad over, you know, over you. No, and I didn't want that. And so I fought.
Right.
Fought my way out, left my kids in the house until, you know, help came where I could get them out. But I vowed, and I wanted to go back. I'm gonna be honest with you. I wanted to go back flesh because I'm like, I felt like I had nothing. You know, he had control of the finances. How was I going to live? You know, he was stalking and doing all of this other stuff. So I'm like, man, it would just be easy to go back and deal with foolishness at the house. Because I can't.
Right.
But let me tell you about the God that I serve, because it did not, he didn't even, I called my brother when I got out and I told him exactly what was going on. And he said, how many weeks do you need? And I said, 2 weeks. And my hairdresser prayed for me, her and her husband. And honey, when I tell you, God had given me place, fixed the car, gave it to me where I could, you know, can pay for my rent wherever I was staying. He had a job paying every week and people around me praying until I got myself together within a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, if you just trust and believe God, I mean, I know everybody's story is going to be different, but that's the key factor for me, you know, trusting and believing God and knowing that at the end of the day, you know, even when at your weakest moment, it's all in God's plan. Because look at where we are today. You know, being able to testify and minister to other women who might be going through this.
And you could potentially be reaching out to that one woman who thought that she wasn't strong enough to get out of a situation, and you guys are inspiring her to do so. It is so awesome.
I think that one thing that just stuck out to me about what Elise said is that I wanted to go back. And you have so many women that battle with going back because, like she said, it's so familiar. It's what I know to do. But at least, oh, my God, thank you for sharing that, because you don't have to be in that situation. And God bless what you pursue. You had faith in him, and you took off. He was one step ahead of you, blessing you. He'll bring those people on your path and make that thing happen. So, again, anybody that's out here that's listening to Curvy Chicks Rock Radio, trust and believe that if you turn your ears deaf to the foolishness and just put everything in God's hand, he will provide. He will provide for you.
Yes.
One way or another, he came. I'm telling you, he was, like, coming through. Like, when it was time for me to leave, he sent checks. I ended up getting 4 checks. I had no money. I got 4 checks in the mail, and 2 of them they said I was not going to get. And God said, ha ha, yes, you will. And I had 4 checks. So he made a way out of no way, and everybody was like, well, what are you going to do? You have one more day. I said, I'm going to do the same thing I did when I got here. I'm going to wait. And I'm going to trust that God is going to send me what I need. And he did it in a day. So I'm telling you, like, when it is time, oh, he'll do it. But you have to get out of the way, and you have to trust him. And
Come
even, on. Like she said, when she was saying she felt like going back. The feel like going back, I knew if I did, I was going to hurt him because of what I went through. And I was like, he'll try me like that again. And that was my initial thought. Oh, he'll do it again. And I said, you know what? I have to stand out of the way of that. I'm going to let God have that part. But I'm going to try to get me straight for these kids. And then, yes, I went through the not having the money. That was the, another type of abuse where they try to overpower you because you have nothing. So they hold it over your head, and I thought about that. But I remembered before I got with him, I had something. I can do that again.
Wow.
And that was the thing that got me. I was like, wait a minute. Hey, who was I before I got with him? And if you can remember something like that, it could be something so small. You can remember, oh, before that, somebody else told me I was beautiful, and that'll help you jump back into your self-esteem. You'd be like, oh, wait a minute, I done heard something different.
Right.
That something different. That something different will come back up in you. It's like that seed, like they always say, when you somebody can plant certain seeds in you, it's up to you to grow it.
Right,
but once
you let the Lord do it.
Yes, if you got a seed that is of God, plant it. Boy, when you have a little bit of water, all it takes is the scent of water. It don't have to be a whole river. You just have a scent, baby, and you'll rise. And I'm like, oh, my God. And that's what happened. I'm telling you, I had a scent to do better, to live outside of what they thought was going to kill me. And I'm telling you, to this day, I have never learned so much. Like, I went from working at a Dollar General to working in the school. I never had a desire to work with children in school, but that's where God was sending, and I'm in there enjoying myself. I'm like, and I get a chance to minister and help kids, and I share my testimonies with them. I let them know, hey, I've been where you are, and I let them know, too, hey, do not say where you will not go, because I was one of those people. I said, this will never happen to me.
Right.
And I fell short.
Well, let me, Let me say it again. Thank you both for being a part of this show.
Discussion
this show is very near and dear to me. One thing I do want to put out there again, Four Seasons of Curvy Chick Spark is presenting Four Seasons of Curves, July 9th, 2016. Our domestic violence will be our calls and awareness that we're supporting that day. So I want to thank the two of you for coming on, and I want everybody to stay tuned for what's in store. Elise and oh my God, I drew blank. I've drawn blank. Oh, Miss Wiggins and Elise, I want to thank you both again, and just congratulations on your life, on your love, on the love that's due to you. And I just want to thank you guys for being guests tonight.
Yeah, thank
you
guys. I'm
thank
so
you for
honored
having
to
me.
Meet you guys.
Yes,
thank you for having me also.
And Miss Wiggins, we need to link up.
Yes, we'll definitely
we
see you at the show, too. You guys have to come.
Yes, definitely.
Well,
yes,
again, let's get your let's get where people can find you again. We definitely want to throw that out one more time so that everybody find.
Yes, you guys
go
can
ahead,
find
Elise.
Me. Find High Heel Hearts at High Heel Hearts on Instagram, and Healed is H-E-A-L-E-D, or you can visit our website, which is www.highheeledhearts.org, or you can, if you want to follow myself, you can reach me at Mrs. Bethel 2013 on Instagram.
Yes, Mrs. Bethel. Takeda, do you want to give your information? How can people find you if they want you to come and speak on behalf of domestic violence awareness?
You know what? The only thing that I have, I do not have a Facebook page or Twitter or anything like that. But I do have, like, I am an email type of person. You send emails, I always respond to emails. They can reach me at Keta, which is K-E-T-A underscore Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S at yahoo.com. Or they can leave me a voicemail on my Google Mail number at 850-what is that number? I forgot. Like, that quick, I forgot it. Like, as soon
so
as
just
I
email her.
I forgot it.
Yes,
yes,
it's
email
all good.
Me.
Just email her. She'll answer.
Email Ms. Wiggins. Bianca,
like,
how can everybody find you?
Well, you guys can definitely always find me on Facebook. A Girl with Style is my Facebook page. A Girl with underscore Style is my Instagram page. Or you can find me on just my regular page, which is Bianca Bilabre. I added you the other day, Elise. I saw you. I was like,
you
I
did, girl. And we need to get together. I'm like, man, I got all these fashion girls around me. I need y'all to put y'all to work.
Oh, girl, we need some of this lipstick. We need some of this lipstick, Miss Elise.
Hey, I have been delivered from the lipstick, and I know I got a lot of people upset with me, but let me tell you something, and then I promise we can go ahead and hang up. And this is, again, going back to following what God's will for your life. God told me to develop high heel hearts. Elise said, I'm going to go and develop butterfly love so I can financially fund high heel hearts. But God said, I didn't tell you to do that. And while butterfly love was successful, it was taking me away from my purpose. And so at the moment of me canceling it, God had everything lined up, funding, people, support, and everything I needed. So before we hang up, I just want to encourage you guys to stay focused. It might seem like it's something good, but to stay focused on what it is that God has given you so that way whatever it is, it can grow and actually give birth and help the people that it was implanted in you for.
That's awesome.
Ooh, thank you for that jewel. That's a jewel. That
well,
is
I
a
think
jewel.
That it's like our time to announce like our special announcement, Whitney. I think you have to like tell everybody what's going on.
Our special announcement. Okay, we have a model call coming out April 16th, 2016.
Okay.
We are looking for 30 ladies. You can. We'll be doing some promotional flyers and all of that, but it'll be at Aloft downtown Tallahassee. We will have some more. We will have some more promotional stuff coming soon. You want to add to it, Bianca?
I mean, we're definitely looking for the curvy chick that can rock her curves. We're looking, you know, for the it factor. So I definitely want everybody in the Tallahassee area, Georgia area, you know, Florida area, if you guys want to travel and come and stretch your stuff. We're also going to have a seminar. I'll be there. Whitney will be there. High-heeled Hearts will be there. We're all going to be there. So we definitely want to see you guys come out. And support, you know, show us your stuff. So I'm really excited about it to see what, you know, what comes out of this.
Great.
I'm excited.
Great,
I can't wait for this show. I need to get my outfit together.
Oh, girl, come together.
I saw you do a whole shout out to somebody about an outfit, honey. I'm trying to get me some stuff made, too, for this show. I'm so excited. This has truly been a dream come true. Like, I'm watching my baby be birthed. And it means so much. I cried my first tears of joy the other day when somebody bought the first ticket. And it was just like, oh, my God, I didn't even know I could do this. I mean, I just remember last year working for somebody else and being so stressed out. And I kept feeling the nudge of you're not going to be here too much longer. You're not going to be in this place. And it was just like, go and do X and Y, Z and the third. So I started preparing stuff. I started planning out this stuff. I said, this is what I'm going to do. And February of this year, I ended that position at that job and went full-fledged into this. It is only March the 10th right now. And so much has came to pass in such a short amount of time. So I feel so blessed, and I feel overwhelmed with joy with actually watching this thing come to pass and the support that I have. So I want to thank everybody right now, High Heel Hearts, Sakita, Bianca. I want to thank Tiffany. I want to thank Ramon. I want to thank Kanya. I want to thank Michael Cork of McCork Solutions. He is thebomb.com. I want to thank my husband for being my greatest support system, and my God for being mightier than anything that I could possibly think. Yeah. This is a dream come true. So everybody, please come out and support this event. Come be a part of this with me. Come experience all of this love of curves, the year-round curvy woman. You'll get all four seasons, morning, noon, night, and day, honey. You'll get everything. So come out and make sure that. And you can find information on Facebook, Curvy Chicks, Curvy Chicks Rock, Inc. You can find me, Whitney Henry, on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, Curvy Chicks Rock, Inc. You can find me on Twitter, Love for CCR, because I couldn't fit all Curvy Chicks Rock in there. So just look, follow us and watch this thing come to pass. And I want to thank you guys, and good night. Oh, next week, stay tuned, because we will have Being Single in 2016.
So, see you guys, and thank you guys for tuning in with Curvy Chicks Rock Radio. Good night.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.